For those of you who I have not had a chance to meet yet, I want to say a special welcome to you. My name is Jeff. I'm the lead pastor here at our Yorkson location of North Langley Community Church. We started this location 10 months ago in September, and we've loved being a part of this community. I also want to say that we've loved having your kids here this past week. We actually had two locations where this move camp happened. One was here at Richard Bulpit, and the other one was at Trinity Western University. And between both campuses, we had exactly 509 campers, which is no small task. And with that many campers, there was a lot of energy and a lot of fun. We're going to have your kids up here on stage in about 10 minutes, showing off their dance moves that I'm sure they've been practicing since camp. And you've been listening to the songs a few times. But I wanted to just share briefly about what we've been talking with the kids about this week. You see, among the many things that we got to do at camp, and we did a lot of things, like science experiments. How many kids here, how many of you guys still have flubber at home? I've even seen flubber a little bit here this morning. I think one of our daughters is like sleeping with flubber. I don't know if that's awkward or safe, but it's good. It's fun. Beyond all the things that we've done, I want to just give a chance to speak into what we've been talking about with the kids. And it's this big word called identity. Kids, can you say that word with me? Identity. Good job. Thank you. Kids, guess what? Everything we've been talking about this week, this word identity, actually isn't just a kid word. It's a word that all of us think about, even adults, probably more than we care to admit. Identity. In other words, who are we? Who are we? And when we think about it, we have so many different voices speaking into our identity. Voices that can either help us or voices that can hurt us, and it happens every day. Those voices might be our teachers at school. They might be our coaches. They might be our bosses at work. They could be our spouses, our friends, our parents. And that voice speaking into us, parents, can even be our children who help shape us. Well, today we're actually just starting a new summer series that we're going to be carrying on right through till Labor Day here at our church. And it's looking at another voice that speaks into various aspects of life. And that voice is music. Because you see, for all of us, music is everywhere. Music is part of our culture. It's on our iPhones. It's in our cars. It's in grocery stores, and it's even at the dentist as we put the headphones on. Has anyone ever done that? I think they do that to kind of mask out that awful drilling noise, so we just keep turning it up a little bit more. But songs and music are everywhere. And this particular series in which you watched the introduction to is called Songs to the Unknown God, because so many songwriters seem to be writing songs to something or someone trying to make sense of life. Now, each Sunday this summer, starting this week, and then every Sunday this summer, we're going to be looking at a different song with a different theme. And today, our song speaks into the very issue that we've been talking to the kids about all week, this theme of identity. The song that we're looking at today is a popular song, especially among teenagers, probably because the song was written and sung by a teenager herself. She's a Canadian girl by the name of Alessia Cara, and her song, Scars to Be Beautiful, peaked at number 8 on the U.S. Billboard Top 100 last year. It's a very open song. It's a very telling song, and yet very honest about the struggle that all of us have in how we look at ourselves in our identity. So we're going to take about 2 minutes to listen to a portion of the song together, and the lyrics will be on the screen.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. Oh, for girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within. There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. Oh, oh,
so many voices that speak into who we are, for kids and adults alike. I remember someone in grade 5 pointing at me one day at school and saying to me, "Hey, look, that guy looks like Dumbo." And the other kids looked at me and began to laugh. You see, I guess when I was younger, my ears grew faster than the rest of my head. And before that moment, I never, ever thought that my ears were bigger than anyone else's. But I do remember from that point on thinking that something was actually wrong with me. I remember actually standing in front of a mirror trying to tape my ears back. I did this, but scotch tape just wasn't strong enough. And it's probably a good thing I didn't know about crazy glue back then. See, this song speaks to our identity. But I think it asks a deeper question that all of us have asked or are even asking today that nobody knows. And it's this. Who is the final authority on what gives us value? Who is the final authority on what gives us value? Do other voices around us have that final say? Do we? Or is there someone else with greater authority to tell us? You see, Alessia Cara's words are so refreshing to so many of us because, as she says, you should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And that's true, and I think that's awesome. And for the rest of the good that she talks about, here's what I want to add to her song. I would actually say we do have a higher authority when it comes to someone telling us that we're beautiful and acceptable. You see, even Alessia Cara says in her song that she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Kids, do you remember a book that I read to you earlier this week? Do you remember that wooden boy by the name of Punchinello? How many of you remember Punchinello? Quite a few of you. Yeah. Remember him? And do you remember that others tried to tell him whether he had value or not with either dots or stickers? More dots, right? Well, what did Punchinello actually have to do, and who did he go talk to find out that he had value? Does anybody remember? Just shout it out. Eli. I heard it over here. Yes. See, there's a picture of Eli with Punchinello. And here's Eli, who is the one who sculpted Punchinello in the first place, and Eli said to him, "Punchinello, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. I'm the one who has sculpted you, and I didn't make a mistake with you." In other words, Punchinello, I am the final authority on what value you have, not you and not anyone else. You see, in the book of the Bible, in this book called Ephesians, we looked at this verse this week, and it says this, "For we are God's masterpiece." I love that word. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. We need to listen to someone with authority. Now, I know it's the middle of summer, so this might be a bit of a stretch for all of us here, but just imagine you're playing hockey, okay? And we're Canadian, we think about hockey all year, so it's not that much of a stretch. Now just think, you're on the ice practicing one day, and as you're ready to get off, one of your friends who can't skate very well comes up to you and tells you that you stink at hockey. Not a very nice friend, right? But then, just as you're ready to skate off the ice, someone else comes up to you. Either Bobby Orr, or Wayne Gretzky, or Sidney Crosby, or Connor McDavid. I hope I've spanned all the generations with those names. But imagine one or all of them skate up to you. They just happen to be skating on your ice that day, I guess. But imagine they skate up to you and they tell you something different. They say to you, wow, you know what? I've been watching you and you skate and you shoot amazing and you're an incredible player. Now, here's my question to you. Whose voice would you listen to? Your friend who stinks at skating? Or the voice of one of the greatest hockey players that's ever lived? For we are God's masterpiece. That means God, the creator of everything we see around us and the authority on what is valuable, created us. And because of that, we are valued. And as I close, I just want to say this. We crave this, don't we? Young or old, we crave someone to look at us and accept us for who we are. To know that there is something about us, to know all the things, and to value us. That we are good students, that we are good employees, that we are good parents, that we are good providers. And we need this voice to give us value because there's enough of voices telling us that we don't have it. Alessia Cara is right. We don't have to change a thing. And it's because we have an authority in our lives and he is the one that tells us we have value. For no other reason than just because. Because he's the one that sculpted us. I hope we all remember that in the year ahead. We would like to invite all of you to come and join us at 10 a.m. Even next Sunday and the Sundays to follow as we go through other songs that speak into life and faith and culture and talk about what they mean. But for now, I want to just say to you kids, thank you again so much for coming this week. Have a great summer. And whatever you do on the holidays or anything like that, have a great time. And we're going to just transition into a little bit of dancing right now. So.